Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And you know, guys, I was thinking and meditating that Jesus is coming back.
Yes.
Jesus is coming back.
Yes, he is.
And we can be so focused on this life that we're missing the life that is to come. And in Matthew 24:30, it says that at that time, the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and all the nations of the earth will mourn. They will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and with great glory. I mean, he's coming back. And many today are living not, like he doesn't even exist, and surely not like he's going to come back.
Right.
But he is coming. He is coming. And this is, you know, Peter tells us in 2 Peter that in the last days in which we're living, that there's people that are still not going to believe. There's people that are going to scoff. Listen to what 1 Peter says. Peter says in 2 Peter 3, he says, first of all, you must understand that in the last days, we're living in the last days, scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires. And scoffing is a joking, a jeering, a ridicule, trying to make believers a laughing stock. Oh, Jesus is coming? Really? Mm-hmm. Following their own evil desire. And listen to this. They will say, where is this coming? He promised. Where is this coming? He promised. And the word goes on to say, ever since our fathers died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation. But they deliberately forgot that long ago, by God's word, the heavens existed and the earth was formed out of water and by water. By these waters, also the world at that time was deluged and destroyed. By the same word, the present heavens and earth are reserved for fire, being kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. And so we're living in the last days. And Peter tells us that in the last days, there are going to be scoffers. There are going to be people jeering. There's going to be people. And the question to me is, why would we be surprised at this? I mean, the word tells us that the student is not above their master. That, my goodness, did they not mock Jesus?
Yeah.
Did they not mock Jesus? You call yourself the King of the Jews, like putting a crown on his head. That was a mocking. The robe that they put on him, that was a mocking. When Herod tries to call him on over and he goes to see Herod, Herod tried to treat him like he was a performance act. That didn't sway Jesus. He wasn't swayed by the foolishness of men. Mm-mm. He wasn't swayed. He didn't feel that he had to put his foot down and tell them who they were. Mm-hmm. He just simply was. He just simply was. Jesus is coming back. I mean, and we have to be ready. But that also tells us, you know, the word is, it also shares with us, what's it going to be like when he does come back? I mean, you know, what does that look like? And when is he going to come back? You can't let scoffers influence you. And you can't let scoffers shake you up. You have to stand firm in God's word, and you got to know God's word. That's why you have to abide. You got to spend time with Jesus. You got to know.
Yeah.
You got to know the time and the seasons that we live in. You got to know your God. So in Luke 17, in Luke 17, 24, this is what the word says. For the Son of Man in his day will be like the lightning which flashes and lights up the sky from one end to the other. It's going to be lightning quick, okay? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's going to be lightning quick. But what is going to be happening in our lives during that time? What's it going to be like? People are like, well, shouldn't we know? You hear all this talk about end times, and then when they had the Mayan calendar, and people are looking for this, you know, major thing to occur. It's happening already.
Yeah.
The earth is in birth pangs. You know, it's expanding, it's contracting. There's things happening right now. But you have to open your eyes so that you can see. Well, the first thing we find out in verse 26, that just as it was in the days of Noah, so also will it be in the days of the Son of Man. So what was going on in the days of Noah? People were eating, drinking, marrying, being given in marriage up to the day that Noah entered the ark. Up to the day, these folks were carrying on like there was not a concern in the world.
Yeah.
They're going to parties. They're doing all kinds of stuff. They're living life,
yeah,
so to speak. Mm-hmm. Not knowing that the life that they were living was shortly coming to an end. And up until the day that Noah entered the ark, then the flood came and destroyed them all. So they had no concern. They weren't looking to what God was doing. They weren't perceptive. They didn't respond. And there's so many people right now just like Noah. I mean, Noah was preaching a gospel, full demonstration. I think that this large ark, this monstrosity of a boat, and they tend to ignore what God was doing. It goes to show you that, you know, you can share and you can preach all day long, but people have to respond. You have to be engaged. You got to respond to God. God's not going to move outside of your will. And so he's building a boat and they're just carrying on with life. That's happening today.
Yeah.
That's happening today. We go on a little further. And in verse 28, we get yet another example. What's it going to be like? It was the same in the days of Lot. People were eating and drinking and buying and selling and planting and building. But the day Lot left Sodom, fire and sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. I mean, think about it. In both occurrences, you have God who spoke to Moses, God who, you know, through his messenger spoke to Lot, prepared them for what God was getting ready to do.
That was Noah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Noah, said Moses. Noah, thank you.
Nah.
Noah. And both of them, they responded. Mm-hmm. And the people they were ministered to responded. And others didn't. And the thing about this that we have to be aware of is that, you know, if we're saved and we have an abiding relationship with the Lord, we can't be content to say, okay, well, at least I've got an ark. I'm ready to go. You know, God has a place for me. We got to be concerned with those that are going to be left behind. Like lightning, Jesus is coming back, and when it's done, it's done. And we have to make sure that we're prepared. And we want to make sure that others are going to be prepared to go too.
Right.
Because he is coming back. And I love how Peter continues in 2 Peter to share. But this is what he says in verse 8. He says, but do not forget this one thing, dear friends. Don't forget this. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years. And 1,000 years are like a day. Don't think because things are not happening 1, 2, 3 that, you know, oh, God, yeah, I'm going to start scoffing. Mm-hmm. You know, are we still in the last days? I'm going to agree with the scoffers. Right? He says, with the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. I mean, think about it. All this time, why do we have this time? From the time there's a promise, then we have the time to the fulfillment of the promise. Why do we have this time? So that we can get as many people as we can in the ark. So that we can get as many people as we can to leave Sodom. Because Jesus is coming. Will we be ready? And this is the question. This is the question that Peter proposes, which it's, I mean, relevant today. He says, since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? I mean, we know that this is coming. We know that this has happened. Not only has God told us in his word, but he is prophetically telling us today. So what type of people should you, y'all ought to be there? Right? And listen. He says you ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed his coming. The people that we ought to be are holy people, a godly people, a people set apart that loves God, that worships God, that obeys God, that abides with God, and are holy like he is holy, separated totally unto him, not chillaxing and waiting for the boat to arrive, right? Yeah. Not waiting for the ark to come, but speeding the day of his coming by warning and getting everyone ready. I think about that song, People Get Ready.
Yeah.
Jesus is coming. You know, people say, well, when the rapture, pre-trip, listen, he can come for you tonight.
That's right.
You know, today.
Anybody can be raptured in a moment.
Come on now. And if you think that any day you can't be gone, let's remember about the man a few days ago in Florida.
Yeah.
Who the earth swallowed him up, not under his house, under his living room, in the kitchen, under his bed. His bed, that when we first reported that and shared that story, it was a 20-foot diameter hole 30 feet down. Later, as the time went on, that hole went down 100 feet. His brother, who was in the house, heard like a car crash, and they ran into the back of that room, only to find that there's a hole in the room here, and all they could hear was screaming, and see it was a mattress. At any moment, you can go. You just want to make sure that you're ready.
Yeah.
That you're ready. Let me tell you, Jesus is coming back for his church. He's coming back for his bride. And he's coming for a people. He's coming for a people. And once our life is over here on this earth, there's no woulda, coulda, shoulda, I hope, I'm going to beg God for mercy. No. The time that you are to do that is now. That when you stand before Jesus, there is no more begging. The time for begging and mercy is now.
Sorry.
The time to receive forgiveness is now. The time to turn away from sin and to live a holy, separate, godly life for Jesus is now, because today is the day of salvation. So we want to encourage you, get ready, help others get ready, because Jesus is coming the day the Lord returns. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.